Okay, so let's go further now. We've gone through a whole bunch of sugyas in Aveda, what's called an Aveda, and when do you have a chiv to give it back, when is there yish, when is there no yish. The last couple weeks we talked about simanim, what type of simanim constitutes a simanim. Now we have to start getting into, now you're the shomer Aveda, what's my responsibility? How do I give it back to the guy? How do I determine who's the owner? And what's my responsibility during the time that it's sitting in my house collecting dust? Am I allowed to use it? Am I allowed to sell it? Can I? It just mechuyev to sit there for the next 2 years. I mean, next 10 years. What's my chiyuv on this thing? So, first is a geshmaka gemara in Chav Chesem and Aleph. Chav Chesem and Aleph is a gemara. Simanim v'simanim. Two people offer simanim. Assumingly, there's simanim v'simanim here. Mm-hmm. 11 lines down, last two words on the line. Simanim is simanim. What do you do? Yaniach. Both people provide simanim. You have no proof that it's one over the other. You just got to leave it until your navi comes. The vaita, you're stuck. Simanim ve'edim. Okay? Simanim ve'edim. So one guy's witnesses that it's his, another guy's simanim. Now, simanim is a pretty good proof, remember, because simanim means that how would you know the simon if you never owned it? It's talking about a very private simon that only the owner is aware of, even a simon mavak the mafarshim say. Still, yinasin labal ha'edim. You give it to the person who has edim. Now, Rabbi Kivager asks about kasha in this Gemara, but in order to understand Rabbi Kivager's kasha, we got to see a little bit more of the Gemara. So let's go a little further. Simanim v'simanim ve'ed echad. Now, normally we know that by mamon, you need two edim. So Reuven goes to Shimon, and Reuven says, brings two witnesses, that Shimon, you owe me $200, Shimon's got to pay. What if Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me $200, and Shimon says, I don't owe you anything, but Reuven has one witness that Shimon owes him the money, not two. So then the halach is that Shimon does not have to pay, but he has to make a shavua. He has to swear that he doesn't owe the money. So the fact that Reuven has one witness is enough to make Shimon make a shavua that he's potter, that he doesn't owe the money, and then doesn't have to pay. But at least it starts the ball rolling. He's got to make a shavua. So just a claim by itself, Shimon's off the hook. Two witnesses makes it that Shimon has to pay back. One witness says Shimon can keep the money, but he's got to make a shavua. Okay?
You can't be motzi with one witness.
You cannot be motzi mammon with one witness, because the guy could protect his assets with a shavua. So now, simanim v'simanim.
In this case, neither of them is the most.
Okay, good. So now you have a simanim and a simanim. So both guys give a simon, but one of them has an eid, echad. So is the eid echad enough? Is the one witness enough that the shomer aveda can now give it to the guy with the one witness? Look, you have simanim. Really, I should rely on the simanim. But the other guy also has simanim. So your simanim aren't getting you the item. But you also have an eid that was yours at one point in time. So is that enough? So eid echad command the lesi dami v'yaniach. The eid echad doesn't do it. You need two witnesses in order to gain money. And now...
Why not that shavua?
Oh, so Shaila is over here. What's the halacha if... can he be mechayev a shavua? That means, can he make that the shekenegdoi, the other guy, says, look, you can make a shavua that it's yours, but if you don't make a shavua that it's yours... Then the Baal Aveda can now give it back to... What?
What's the story with the Eid Echad?
That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about a Simanim, Simanim, Eid Echad. So look, Reuven, Levi found an item. Reuven comes with Simanim and says, it's mine. Shimon comes with Simanim, it's mine. Levi, sorry, I can't give it to either of you. Reuven has an Eid Echad now that it's his. So now, the Gemara says, Yaniach. But can Reuven say one second? Look, I'm fighting against Shimon here. I'm not fighting against Levi. Levi just is an innocent guy. He found an item. Levi is just the shomer.
Yeah.
I'm fighting against Shimon. Even if Shimon was holding the money, even if he was the muchzuk, I could be mechayev him a shavua, and if he doesn't want to swear, then he has to pay me. So why can't I do the same thing here? I have an eid echad that's mine, Reuven. Reuven has an eid echad that it's his. So maybe he should tell Shimon, look, you're claiming it's yours. You have a simanim.
Take a shavua
that it's yours. If you don't take a shavua, then I should be able to get it.
Yeah. Why don't you take a shavua
then? What? Because I have an eid echad. You don't have an eid echad.
Yeah. What's the lumnus of a shavua? Does the shavua make someone more believable? Is that what the lumnus of a shavua is? What does a shavua do?
You're getting all into see that vav over here. I don't know what the lumnus is exactly, but
it's out here, right here. What is the shavua?
Why would the shavua do anything?
Right.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, the person doesn't take a shvua for granted. That's a very serious thing. You know,
but
so Zok the Rosh. Zok the Rosh. Zok the Rosh. Umiu Yira. Shetzarech Oysoi Shekeneged Ha'ed Lishava. So the Rosh says it's a kavah chomer. If when Shimon is holding the money and Reuven has an erech that it's his, but if Shimon doesn't want to swear that it's his, Shimon has to pay to Reuven. So kavah chomer, if Shimon's not even holding the money, Levi's holding the money, and now Reuven's fighting against Shimon, and Reuven has an erech. The only way Shimon could protect his right to potentially get the item back from Levi is with a shua.
And let's
now if he makes a shua, does he get it?
Yeah.
Why is there a chomer here? Well, it's weird, strange, because Kipshute, the Rosh, is very good. Reuven has an eid echad. Shimon, in order to for Levi to hold on to it and not give it to Reuven, Levi could go to Shimon and say, it's yours. Well, he's claiming it's his. He has an eid echad. Your only taina is to hold on to it with a shvuah. So make a shvuah. Otherwise, I'm going to give it to Reuven. That's the Rosh. But the Rambam argues, because of what you're saying, the pshat is that
the eid echad loses.
Yeah, the whole lumdus of the eid echad, like Isaac's saying, the whole lumdus of the eid echad is in the case of eid echad that Shimon swears is that through his shvuah he keeps the money. But here, even if he makes a shvuah, he's not going to get the money. So this time we're going to make him make a shvuah to combat him and make it until Eliyahu. What's the point?
You can also. Oh, I thought you do get it. I thought
even if the shvuah is not going to be better than the eid echad. So the shvuah is just going to make it that now it's Eliyahu. So Bezin's not going to be mechayev a shvua to trigger a yaniach. There's no point in that. That's the Rambam hold.
Or the Rosh held that it would be a yaniach?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
So what's the...
No, because the point is, Reuven has a taina. No, Reuven has a taina. Reuven says, I have an eid echad that it's mine. Right? Levi found an item. Reuven and Shimon both bring simonim. But Reuven has an eid echad. So Reuven says, I have an eid echad. If I was fighting directly against Shimon, then I would get it with my eid echad unless Shimon makes a shvua. So now, also, Shimon should have to make a shvuah. If he doesn't want to swear that it's his, I get it.
Right.
That's the Rosh Hashita. Now, if Shimon would make a shvuah, then you would go back to saying the Yerei Echad didn't get you the item, and it's
Yaniach. Is there another reason to say not like the Rosh? if I have an Yerei Echad, the guy finds it, two people come, before I have Simonim, I just bring an Yerei Echad. Two people claim that Simonim, neither of us have Simonim, I bring Yerei Echad, I don't get it. Because Yerei Echad's not enough to give me a Metziah.
Right.
So then, obviously, Simonim is stronger than Eid Echad. So the fact that I have Simonim ve'Eid Echad, it's like Edom ve'Eid Echad. Edom and Simonim.
You're asking, if Eid Echad does something, so why do we have to have a case of Simonim ve'Eid Echad? Just say Eid Echad against nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Eid Echad
is
not, it doesn't help you. So once I have Simonim, it doesn't.
Yeah, you could really, Simonim. You know, what David is saying is that really, why don't you have this Shaila Stamazah? Let's see, neither has Simonim. But Reuven has an Eid Echad and Shimon has nothing. So you can't.
There's no tie with that nothing. That's mine.
Exactly. What
there's
are you?
Nothing to talk about.
Right. It's mine. That's it's mine.
So make a shvua, right?
You need a tie to start.
Yeah. Except for one thing.
No, one guy doesn't have
an
eid echad. He doesn't have simonim or eid echad.
No. The vort is really Reuven is getting it with the simonim. What's combating Reuven's simonim is Shimon's simonim. So let Reuven's eid echad knock out Shimon's simonim because Shimon's not making a shvua.
Right, but again,
so now my I'm really getting it not with my eid echad, I'm getting it with my simonim.
Same way if I have Edom and Edom, and I have simonim of that.
No. But here it's working with the simonim.
You're not bumped into
All right. Anyway, this is a little touch of lumdus over here. Gishmak Shaila, okay. So this
is called Olam Gavar.
Called Olam Gavar.
Yeah,
I saw in Shmuel Zdovsky over there. He talks about this question. Now, what happened to all those klolim and shnayim oichsin? Anyone learn Shneimers in the Bamat Sir Daf Beis? Even if you didn't get to Beis Amud Beis, you only got to Beis Amud Av. Even if you don't learn the second Tosfos, you learn only the first Tosfos on Bamat Sir Daf Beis. So over there it says clearly all the rules of when do you say Aniach, when do you say Kol Dam Gavar, when do you say Achloiku. So Shneim Yichayim Li SMS. Why don't we have those Kolalim here? The answer is because there's Hashem Ravedu who has a responsibility. He can't give it up until he knows. So you're not dealing with them fighting with each other. You're also dealing with the responsibility of the Shemir Aveda, right? Adroi Shachichoi. So he has chiyuv. We learned last week, right? That Reb Chaim says from Adroi Shachichoi. So you see that the Shemir Aveda has a responsibility on this item. It's not just like, okay, I want to get rid of it. Do I have any heter to give it to you? You have to really know that it's his. Okay. Okay. This is
if you just have one guy and he has no simanim, but he has one aid.
No, it's not enough.
It's not enough,
no,
right?
Yeah, no.
So I would make a difference.
Right. Yeah. No, because he has simanim here.
I'm saying in case of no simanim.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a simanim ve'ed echad. Geshmaka rush. Okay. Now, listen to this case. Eide ariga ve'eide nefila. Okay, you hear this? They lost a garment. One guy has Aiden. Reuven has, again, Levi found it. Reuven brings Aiden that it was, he's the one that contracted the tailor to make the garment. Eide ariga. He has Aiden that he sewed it, or his tailor made it for him. But the other guy, Shimon, has Aiden that it was his at the time of the lost, at the time that the item got lost. That means it was found on Wednesday. He has witnesses that on Tuesday, he was wearing it as his. So now they both have Aiden. But the Eide Ariga are old. It used to be Reuven's. But guess what? Maybe Reuven sold it to Shimon. And Shimon now owns it. And then Shimon lost it. So the fact that you have Aiden, what is that? So Aiden Ariga of Aiden Afila, Tinasein La Aiden Afila. Of course, you give it to the guy who was Aiden that when it fell, it was his. The Amrinon Zivune Zavna, he sold it. Umina Shachina Nafal. Okay. So Claire, if we could say, why should we say there's a conflict between two Aiden? If we could say they're both right. He sold it and he made the garment, but then he sold it to this guy and this guy lost it. So if you have Aiden and Aiden, but you can be Efshalakaim Shneim. You can, right? So then you go with that. You try to figure out a way that they're both right. Okay. So Frechter B'Kiveger, this is Rabbi Kiveger on the back. It's such a geshmak, Rabbi Kiveger. Yes, he wants to know on the Gemara before. The Gemara before said Simonim and Aiden. Reuven has Aiden that it's his, and Shimon has Simonim that it's his. So who do you give it to?
Aiden.
Bala Aiden.
Yeah.
Aiden is stronger than Simonim. So Frechter B'Kiveger, 1 second. What are the Edom saying? Are the Edom saying that it was once Reuven's? Are the Edom saying that it was Reuven's at the time that it got lost? Or are the Edom saying that it was Reuven's at the time that it was made? It was sewed as Reuven's. Because if all the Edom said is that it was sewn, it was created for Reuven, so let's go. Efshalakaim Shneim. Reuven made it, but he sold it to Shimon, and Shimon has Simonim, and they're both true. So let's give it to the Bala Simonim. Why are we giving it to the Bala Edim? Enechanami Edim is stronger than Simonim, but that's when they're conflicting. That's when they're going head to head. But I have a way to say that the Edim and the Simonim are not going head to head. Edim are saying that it was his when it was made, and not it was manufactured. And the Simonim are saying that he sold it, and the Bala Simonim bought it. And this way, I don't have to say anyone's lying. I don't have to make up any stories. I could say the Edim are correct. And the guy with the Simonim, how does he know that there's a rip in the bottom left corner? Because he bought it 5 weeks ago,
great.
And it's his.
That's great. No one's arguing with each other that it's mine. But in a case when one says it's mine, the other one says it's mine, how can you make Elu or...
No, because you're right. Reuven's saying it's his. Reuven is saying it's his, and Shimon is saying it's his. Yeah, they're fighting. But I would throw both of the guys out. What are you coming to get it with? Your Adem? Okay, what are your Adem saying? It was manufactured for you.
Yeah.
Okay. What are his Adem saying? That he knows... what is his Simonim saying? That he knows that it's all worn out in the bottom left corner. Now, if he was not an owner, he wouldn't know that. The Haraya, we give it to him if no one's arguing with him. So obviously, Simonim is pretty strong, right? So now that the other guy's Edom, how does that change anything?
That's if the Edom are saying.
If the Edom are saying that it was his at the time of the Nefilah, fine. You're right, the Edom are stronger. But the Edom aren't saying that. The Gemara doesn't say that. It just says Edom versus Simonim. You go with the Edom. Is that automatically or not automatically? It's a Geshmak of Rabbi Kiveger, right? Now that you have Edom on Simonim, you have Edom on Nefilah. You have Edom on Simonim, you have Edom on Ariga, that it was manufactured for you. So now, I don't know. I don't know who to go with. Right? If you both have...
Why is that a suffix now?
Go with... You,
it says Nefilah.
No, if you have Edom on Ariga and Edom on Nefilah, then you go with the Edom on Nefilah. Right. What if you only have Edom on Ariga? Uh-huh. You get it. But what if you have Edom on Ariga and the other guy has Simonim?
I mean, which is like a...
Which is... What, when the guy says Ariga, what, is there a time... He was made 16 years... This shirt was made 16 years
ago. It was manufactured on my behalf. I contracted the tailor to make it. And I've Edom for that. Okay, very nice. Maybe you sold it since then.
That's 22 years ago. Now what?
It's weak, but the Gemara just says Stam. Edim and Simonim, give it to Edim. It doesn't say what type of Edim. Right? So the Deek in the Gemara.
The Deek is different than the Edim.
Mistapakna. Right? So look at the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's on the back of this page. It's on the back of this one. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says like this. Simanim ve'edim. Kosav ha-rosh. Ve'zel ha-shoinoi. See, it's the box with the arrow there. Va'afilu lo'i ro'u ha-nafila. El ha-shem idim shahaya shaloi. Ma'amidim bechez kosoi. Ve'lo'i aminen shemachroi. A guy has edim that was his. You make up a story that you sold it to me? I have edim that was mine. What type of story is this? You made up a story that you sold it. I'm not choshish for that. Okay, but it says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Mr. Pakin b'kavana sarosh. I don't know what he means. Ima kavana davka edim shu shaloi. Ve'inam edei ariga. They're not saying that he was manufactured. They're saying he owned it. It was his. We don't know if it was his at exactly the minute it fell, but we basically know it was his. Tebezeh imbonu l'kaim shneim b'simanim ve'edim. The only way to makaim shneim. You could say the other way. You could say that the Simonim guy manufactured it and he sold it to the Bala Edim. So then you would rather say the Edim guy owns it, right? That makes sense. That's okay. After the parenthesis says, or maybe it was the Edim's guy and he sold it. Basically, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, if the guy says he has witnesses that it was his, and then the guy has simanim that it was his, I have to say, I don't want to say they're lying. I would rather say they're both right, but one sold to the other. I don't know who sold it to whom, though. I'll go with the Bala Edim, because the Bala Edim is more clear to me that it was his at one point. But if I know that it was the Bala Edim's when it was manufactured, and I want to now say that they're both true, so I have to say it was the Bala Edim when he was manufactured, and he sold it to the guy with the simanim. So that's more logical.
But you're right. To the one in the Shalom Bayis Shir, everyone's great. You can do this. But two people are arguing. So one's going to lose in this. In the way you just said it, the guy who originally made it, he loses.
Yeah.
So what are you gaining? What are you gaining?
It's not about gaining. It's a matter of we have two witnesses. We don't want to say that anyone's lying.
You've got both testimonies, but one's losing.
One's losing. I understand. But we have to dynamics here. Does anyone have a diuk in the Gemara one way or the other? The Gemara just says Simanim and Edim. But what about from the Gemara before? Does anyone have a diuk from the Gemara one way or the other?
Where's the Gemara?
So Rabbi Kolodny has a diuk, and I saw Shmuel Rozovsky has his diuk and others. And that, yeah, not bad. That the Gemara is the Achrayim. So the Gemara is pretty clear, not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Tzad, because the Gemara says, it says, Eidei Ariga versus Eidei Nefila, right? Edim that was manufactured for Reuben versus Edim that it was fell from Shimon.
You go with the latter
one. If the halacha would be Eidei Ariga versus Simonim, you give it to the Simon guy. So why would the Gemara say Eidei Ariga versus Eidei Nefila? Just say Eidei Ariga versus Simonim. You wouldn't need to go all the way to disprove Eidei Ariga. Eidei Ariga, the ones, the Edim that he manufactured it. To disprove Eidei Ariga, you don't have to go all the way to saying Eidei Nefila. Even Simanim is enough. So from the fact that the Gemara said Eidei Nefila, it's pretty clear that the only way to defeat Eidei Ariga is to say that you have other Eidim that support you. To just bring Simanim wouldn't be strong enough. So
are we treating Simanim kind of like Eidus?
Okay, but Simanim and Edim, it's not the same level.
Both of them are Edim.
No, we're saying.
No, but Edim feels very strong.
Stronger than Ariga, but it still doesn't really belong to him. It's like it fell from
him. Yeah, well, it fell from him and someone found it. So he means he's the last owner. So if that's the only way to defeat Edim Ariga, so why don't you just say
Edis against Edim?
Yeah, you should have rather said Edim Ariga versus even Simanim is enough to give to the Baal Simanim. Kolshkid Edim.
You have a simanim that I own this for a very intricate simanim that only a baal should go. We're going to say that no, the Eidei Ariga is going to win over that.
Because Edus wins. That's the bottom line. So Edus wins. So bottom line is you should register your items. You know, with you know, get to people, show them the receipt now, and then you know if you ever lose it at that point, you'll have your witnesses and you'll be good. Even if the other guy, you know, has a simon that, you know, every time I turn on the machine, it makes this funny type of noise, you know.
Is there something that's going to be able to machria this, or is this only when we actually are able to make a couple of
items? I don't know. Bismanaz, I'm not sure about simonim. I don't think people are so in touch with their belongings that they actually really know intricate simanim like this, you know? Okay.
Why keep bringing Raya from the beginning that it says simanim v'edim v'nasan l'bal edim? It's saying edim is better than simanim. Why do we have to go get so complicated?
No, maybe that's only edim afila. Maybe that's not edim.
It's just saying, stop. Simanim v'edim,
good.
Good,
I understand, but that's where we can figure sophic. So you want, he knows that also. I mean, he knows the other thing too, but I'm just saying, okay. That's the suffix of Rabbi Kiviger. In Shulchan Aruch, it also doesn't say anything like that. So obviously, bottom line is, if you have Eidim, you always end up giving it to the person with the Eidim.
But not
Eid Echad. Not Eid. And we said before, Machlik is Eid Echad is a Shavua. Okay, let's go a little further. We're going to compare different types of Simonim. Okay? Midas Arkoi and Midas Rochboi. So you have two people claim an item, and they're providing different dimensions. One provides the length, one provides the width of a cloth. Tinas and Lemidas Arkoi. Why? Because in those days, you would cut off a piece of fabric from a. So they all had the same width. The question is, did you take 4 yards or 5 yards or 6 yards? So the fact that it's by, you know, 2 meters or whatever, that's obvious. Everyone had that length, that width. That was the standard width. So therefore, that's not a simon. You give it to the Midas Arkoi, the guy who, the Midas Roch, by Shur Kamasharla, Kadmach Sile Mara, the Kai. Or he's saying, or you could kind of see that on the person. You know, I know that Ruben is complaining to me. He just lost his Beged, but I know he's a 38, you know, whatever. But the length is a little harder to see. Midas Arkoi lo mishtarlam. Okay, so it's harder to tell. Midas Arkoi, Midas Rochboi. Midas Gamov, Yunasan, Midas Arkoi, Virochboi. Midas Arkoi, Midas Rochboi, Midas Mishkaloisav. What about a guy knows both dimensions, but he doesn't know the weight? Yunasan, Midas Mishkaloisav. You give it to the guy who knows the weight, because again, only the owner would know the weight of that. Often, right? So it's much more of a stronger simon. So again, the idea of this is, the more
specific you are.
Specific. But not even specific. The more, the definition of a better simon is it's something that only the owner would know. Something only the owner would be aware of. Okay? So otherwise I could tell, yeah, there was black sunglasses right there. I see that. It doesn't have to be mine. I see it. But I don't know that every time you open it, it makes a funny sound, and every time in the back left ear is twisted this way. That you won't know from looking at it. So that only the owner would know. So the more you get into detail, the more it's likely that it's the owner saying the weight. The weight.
I know.
The weight of the fabric.
Oh, so it's all fabric.
Yeah.
Not money.
So like, you know, okay, the guy lost the fabric.
You know how much it weighs.
I don't know. You know how much it weighs. Right. You know how much it weighs because, you know, you put it into your suitcase and they give you overweight or whatever. Yeah. So now, Simone Aget, interesting case. Who I miss Simone Aget? Here I miss Simone Aget. Okay. So now, he's saying the get is his. And she's saying the get is hers.
He said he never gave it, and she said she was.
What?
Yes.
Because he's saying.
He never gave it.
No. Because he's obviously saying that he doesn't want to divorce her.
Right.
He changed his mind.
What?
No,
that's only through a shliach. If he gives the get, so now he's saying it's my get, and I don't want to give it to her. We're happily married.
Right.
Yeah, right. I don't want to give her the get.
Obviously not.
She's saying, now if he's saying, I want the get, but I want to divorce her, so let him, just let her have it. Well, it's not your problem. But obviously he's saying, see, money get means he wants to keep the get because he doesn't want to divorce her. And she's saying, oh, I got the get. Okay,
like
so now,
notes
okay, you're not saying,
or if she wins the lottery.
Well, so you're not saying law. You give it to her. She has a get. Usually you don't need more. You just present the get to a Bezdin, and the Bezdin will say, oh, you're divorced.
Was there anything that she gave it to him?
She has the get.
Really? That's it? No Eidim?
No, there's Eidim on the get.
Right, so what Eidim?
Now she's going to go take it. Now, no, she's going to go take it to Beis Din now.
Take it to Beis Din now and get it empty.
When you gave it to her, was there Eidim? When?
I don't know about that. They have Eidim Chasima.
You could email again.
What?
You could email your what your.
What's that? Maybe I'm not sure.
You can't
look. So look. Here I'm married. The money I get. You're not saying law. You give it to her. Why? Very partial. Think about it. There's a simon on the get. Now, why? Because the fact that he knows the simon is not a raya that it's his more than hers, because at one point it was his. He had written it. But if she knows the simon, then obviously she got it from him. Otherwise, how would she know the simon? So therefore,
she said yes.
or she knows it, or she saw
it. Or she found it. And then she lost it again? Okay, so you know, sin law b'may ilay mo b'midas arkoi b'roch boy. If it's just a shvach simon of how it's an 8.5 by 11. So Dilma b'hadi dinaka lachazi say she saw him. She saw him holding the get. She says, oh, that's an 8.5 by 11. Then he dropped it. And then she found it, or then the guy found it. So she's gonna say it's an 8.5 by 11. But that's not a raya that the guy gave it to her. Ella nekiv yesh boy b'tzara is ploini. It's a very specific simon that on top of the lamed on the third line, there's a funny sign over there. Which, by the way, we do nowadays. We make simonim on the get in specific places, and we tell the woman. So that if she loses for this reason, who Oimer? Okay, so therefore, the only way she would know about that simon is if she received the get, and therefore you give it to her. He knows, right? So again, you see this concept that we know that it was one time his, it was one time hers. We don't. The only question now is, was it transferred yet? Right? It was Oimer to be given. So that's a raya to give it to her. Okay, and then a few other cases like that. Okay, so the Gemara goes different cases. But this is the point of the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down all these cases. Now, we don't have to see in Shulchan Aruch because it's not much the same thing, but this is the Yisoy that you always give it to the person with the more specific Edom. And like we spoke last week, if you're Ashkenazi, according to the Shach, you only can give back a Simen, an Aveda, with a simon that's a very, very specific simon, like we said, that only the owner would know. Because otherwise maybe someone else saw it, you know, or he's guessing the simon, the Ramban says. So therefore, you have to give, nowadays, we're chashish for Ramai, and therefore, you have to give a very specific type of simon in order for the guy to give it back. Okay, this is...
not got the chashash for Ramai?
You can bring Aiden that you're not a Ramai. Maybe.
But not
sure.
Sure is not enough to...
No, sure. So maybe you're Rami.
If your question is you're lying, maybe you're
okay.
Lying.
Now, the next question we're going to deal with, which it's, I don't know if we have time to do it now, is going to be, what do you do with the Aveda while you're a Shomer Aveda? So you're a Shomer Aveda. You're a Shomer.
Yeah,
so first we have to determine what's your level of responsibility. You go away for the summer. So, you know, you lock up your stuff. You have to now take extra. Well, what's your level of achrayus on this thing? Yeah. Number one. Sure, and number two is, let's say this thing is a pain in the neck to maintain.
Can you sell it?
So can I sell it? Yeah. And if I can't sell it, you know, what's the achrayus? We don't have time to get into the sugi about. We'll be mocked in one thing, which maybe we'll speak out again later. But is an important shach earlier that we touched on, but I'll just speak it out now. Just we have that idea, and then next week we'll go into it further. But the Shach says a very interesting halacha. Remember, this whole time we've been saying that if you pick something up that has no simon, but you've picked it up before the owner found out about it, it's Yish Shalomidas, because the owner never knew that he lost it, and it's called Isur Asal Yadeh. It came to your hands before the owner lost it, before the owner knew he lost it. Therefore, it's basically, you can't take advantage of the Yish. The Shach says a very important thing. The Shach says that even that that's true, but you could actually use the item. You just have to write down the value that it was worth at the time when you picked it up. And if the guy ever comes back for it, then you have to give him back the item at the previous value. But in the meanwhile, you're allowed to use the item.
And if that item breaks,
it's yours.
You're allowed to.
Essentially, you're using it with the understanding that you owe him the value.
If he ever comes.
Meaning, so
is this a chov that's going to be passed down to the generation?
I don't know about Yerushalayim, but that's the Shach says. Okay, that's the Shach learns. Other argument that that's not true, but that's what the Shach says. But we're going to see that that's only very specifically in that case. Because the likelihood of the guy ever coming back for it is very unlikely. It has no simon. So the guy probably was miyayish. Probably the guy gave up hope already. The problem is you have a technical problem that you can't fully take advantage of the yish because it happened after you already picked it up. But bottom line is he probably was miyayish. He probably gave up hope. And therefore, you're allowed to use the item in the meanwhile. So we'll see how that plays out in the other areas. But that's just an important halacha to be aware of. Lagabi Yish Lamidas. Okay, so next week we're gonna do we'll get into those inyanim. Okay,
yeah.